This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Second down and goal. Jonnu Smith on the puck pass. He got to the pylon, and he's in. Touchdown, Steelers.
And you spoke about the meeting with Aaron Glenn on McAfee a few months ago. Beating him, is there significance in that, since he basically told you to your face that he didn't think you were right for that team?
Yes, that's what he did.
So there's significance in beating him for you?
I was happy to beat everybody associated with the Jets.
I love a petty and vengeful Aaron Rodgers after he scores four touchdowns through the air and hangs a 34 spot on one of his ex-lovers, the New York Jets. Steelers are 1-0 today. The Ravens 0-1 after that epic meltdown last night to the Bills. The Browns can't get out of their own way, so they're also 0-1. And the Steelers tied atop the AFC North standings as they get ready for the home opener Sunday versus Seattle. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather, 73 degrees, Isaac Sayamalu. Low of 49, Dwayne Woodruff. That is brought to you by the Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Getting your take on the Steelers' victory. My thought is that what Aaron Rodgers was able to do in this game, especially when you think about the offensive line issues, the lack of run game, the defensive failures, stands out among everything else, above everything else, and is the number one thing from this game, the best thing from this game, the thing that Steelers fans should hang their hats on and look forward to, that at 41, he looked like he was fully capable of being a very good quarterback this year and showed no signs of rust after not playing in the preseason at all. It is interesting, a lot of the evaluators here, Malzi, the way that Aaron Rodgers is being graded out here.
Yes.
Pro Football Focus has Matthew Stafford as the best week one quarterback. The Rams scored 14 points.
Well, we do know, though, that Pro Football Focus does it their way, and that their way, as
well, this
we
way
are,
kind of sucks, doesn't it? I mean, they scored 14 points.
As we are acutely aware, their way does not always pass muster.
They have Matthew Stafford ranked ahead of Josh Allen last night. They have Stafford and Dak Prescott as the two highest-rated quarterbacks from week one so far.
The fact that they have Rodgers rated 26th out
Wait,
of 30...
Wait, what? Get the hell out of here.
All right, I'm going to read you a... I'm just going to do this a dramatic reading. I won't go that slow. I'm going to read to you all 25 quarterbacks offensively graded higher. So just the total offensive grade. All right, Pony. Ready?
Wait, and think about this, though. So we still haven't had two teams play.
Correct.
So that means we've only had 30 quarterbacks play so far. So by,
they have grades for 31. Zach Wilson got in there for Miami.
So
and
they think he was only better than five quarterbacks so far?
Essentially, yeah. And you, if you want to count guys who actually started football games, yes, only four. Are you ready?
Oh, my God.
I now present...
They should shut it down.
Hold on. I now present to you, in PFF's telling of it on their premium stats, I do pay for the service. Judge me if you want. Here are the 25 quarterbacks ranked higher in offensive grade than Aaron Rodgers. Matthew Stafford, Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Jaden Daniels, Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, Justin Fields, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Spencer Rattler, Jordan Love, Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's team had 7 yards of offense in the last 30 minutes of that game. CJ Stroud, Joe Flacco, Daniel Jones. Jones was pretty good. Bryce Young, Brock Purdy, Drake May, Michael Penix, Kyler Murray, Trevor Lawrence, Cam Ward, and Baker Mayfield. The five quarterbacks rated worse. Russell Wilson. Okay, that scans.
They had 6 points.
Tua Tagovailoa.
They had 8 points.
Zach Wilson in relief of Tagovailoa.
They had 8 points.
Jared Goff.
They had 13 points.
Bo Nix. They had 20 points.
And he had 3 turnovers.
They did not rank Rodgers well in any category other than his fumble category, which is he held onto the ball. There are 4 categories, your offensive grade overall, your pass grade, your run grade. His passing grade was merely 24th in the league.
Yeah.
I
think it might be time for us to retire citing PFF on the air for a while.
Well,
Chris, how do you do that?
Pony, I wish Steve still worked.
Just about all of these games, and there's no way Aaron Rodgers is one of the worst quarterbacks yesterday.
All right, here's one more thing I'll do on a granular level. We know that Pro Football Focus grades things as, is this a big-time throw, and is this a turnover-worthy play, right? They graded him with 0 big-time throws. I could sort of believe that just because most of the touchdowns
were... How about the back shoulder throw to Calvin Austin?
I know, were easy pitch and catches.
Not a big-time throw? That's not easy.
I thought that was a good throw, high-level throw. They graded him with 1 turnover-worthy play.
That was probably the Stevens near interception.
Now, people have said there were 2 near interceptions. I don't know if I'm, like, memory-holing another one. They basically just said that they thought he was underwhelming. I don't know how. Now, hold on. I told you that we had to hold our horses here on PFF, okay?
Okay.
Because I thought you were going to want, to hear this. Pass rush grades. Oh, I was wrong about this. They didn't even have this one right. Pass rush grades, TJ Watt, he was 32nd in the league. Maybe I was led to believe something different here.
Where'd they get what they give Broderick?
Oh, hold on. First, I'll tell you, Watt was the 14th graded overall edge player, which is interesting. The pass blocking grades among, you want all offensive linemen, Chalooch?
Just give me Steelers. Was he horrible? How could he not be?
I'm just looking right now. I'm looking at overall grade here. I'm just trying to find
all
how
right,
far.
Let's not
no,
just
no, no, no. Hold on.
Things.
No, no, no,
if you
no,
don't
no,
have
Pony.
It, we can keep going.
Broderick Jones, I got him. 54th among offensive among all offensive tackles in the league. So
and
there
so
would have been
so far 62 have played.
Correct. Although they actually have grades for 76 of them. Man, Barber Football Focus is going to be pissed. DeJuan Jones, the lowest rated tackle in football this
I'm
week.
I'm sorry. How are there any offensive tackles
I know,
that
he
were
was
worse
awful.
Than him yesterday?
He was awful. He was awful.
You go by the QBR stat, Aaron Rodgers 14th.
You know QBR had Fields rated better than him?
They do, yeah. They have Fields 10th.
Well, hold on now.
Rodgers 14th.
Here's
overall.
Where that one falls flat for me. It takes into account fourth quarter performance, too. It kind of weights it a little more, I think. Rodgers was better in the fourth quarter.
14th, so slightly above average.
The PFF one, I'm not going to defend it, of course. I mean, I'm not.
It's impossible to defend.
I wish our guy Steve was still over there in the sense that Steve would always at least have a fun back and forth about it, but I'm scratching my head. He did everything you would possibly want him to do. And he did it with no running game and very little pass protection and most of their offense having to run to the right. Like, all plays run to the right, so they were cutting off part of the field because he couldn't roll out the other way because he had a turnstile in front of him on the left.
And the pressure of knowing that every time the Jets scored, you needed to keep up.
Right, he had to be that great.
Yep.
He had to be that great. Donnie said it well. If he would have had half the touchdown passes he actually had, you'd have probably assumed 30-6 Steelers.
412-928-9370. What do you got in the Steelers? Here's John in New Jersey. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey, man.
Two comments. one on the field and one off the field. On the field, relative to the run defense, we need to see more Paul Holcomb and less Peyton Wilson. If you watch that back, Peyton Wilson did not impress. And also, I hope Derek Harmon does a better job than Keanu Benton does, is a big body in the middle. Off the field, after last year listening to Russell's tedious blah blah post game comments, it was refreshing to hear Aaron get up there and be truthful and say, "Yeah, it was great to be."
What would Russ have
everyone,
said if he had been asked
with
the same
that organization?
Thing? What would Russ have said? Well, you know, I had a lot of friends back there in New Jersey.
You know what's crazy is that Russell Wilson's first game against the Jets, the Steelers actually scored more points than they did yesterday. Last year, when Russ came back from his injury, they scored 37 against the Jets. I would say Aaron played better, but it is not lost on me that this Jets defense, 2 years in a row now, has made us feel like Hall of Fame quarterbacks in their 30s were destined for big things. Because we absolutely, I'm not going to pretend like we didn't. And every Steelers fan knows they did the same thing. After Russell Wilson's debut last year against the Jets, the consensus was the Steelers have a quarterback again.
And it was that Mike made the right move.
Yep.
The only difference between that Russ game, obviously there were turnovers that helped the Steelers, but he did have a hideous first quarter where it was getting potentially ugly very quickly.
You're right.
And then he started cooking.
Yeah, that's right. And he benefited from turnovers too. The Steelers got one touchdown that
directly
was created
off
a fumble,
yeah.
But...
No, Rodgers was way better, and he was good from start to finish in that game. There wasn't really a stretch where he played poorly ever.
Yeah, the only times they stalled was because they got sacked, and the offensive line just gave him absolutely nothing to work with.
They tried to run some stuff. I mean, yeah, Jones, I think, himself stopped multiple drives.
Here is Marty next. Hello, Marty. Marty?
Yeah, hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey,
what's up, Marty?
Cool.
Yeah. My take on the Steelers, I'm glad they won. I think Arthur Smith and Rodgers together is going to be a go. Guys were wide open on some of those plays. My point on the Steelers is Tomlin has been involved in the defense for way too long. He's awful. Austin isn't running the defense. It's Tim and Tomlin. And they need to go out and hire a legitimate defensive coordinator.
They had one of the best in the entire league that Mike, to his credit, brought in and then wouldn't let him actually do his job, which is, of course, Brian Flores, which is a major...
Yep.
It's like Mike hit the ball off the wall, and then when he was rounding first, he tripped and face-planted and got thrown out there, if this was a baseball analogy.
Yeah, because they had Butler that really wasn't running it. Obviously, LeBeau was legit for all those years, but since then... And the same old stuff, that touchdown that Fields got around the end when no one was there.
They called timeout. They called timeout, and as I put it, Marty, they got fooled worse than when Wile E. Coyote runs right into a tunnel because Roadrunner paints one on a rock.
Marty, it sounds like you're more pissed with Tomlin than you are happy that the Steelers have Aaron Rodgers today. Is that fair?
I thought Rodgers was going to be very good this year. I'm here in Jersey. A lot of people didn't agree with me, but I thought, I watched some of the Jets last year, and he still had, he's got a great arm, and and now you got Arthur Smith. My problem is the defensive side of the ball.
Yes, I know. We heard you say that. We get it. The defense was horrendous yesterday.
Pony, are you, and I don't mean this to troll, I'm not saying this to troll you whatsoever. You have been Mike's most vociferous critic, I think, for the longest period of time in this town and by extension then in the entire country.
Okay.
Are you surprised at the depth of the reservoir of Mike Tomlin frustrations that can happen even after the best quarterbacked game we've seen since one of Ben's vintage performances?
No, because of how much they pay their defense and what the expectations are for it. And because we've seen that movie too many times, and we've seen seasons end because of it, including the very last game of just this past season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Ben was wide open. So that was nice. Good play call by Arthur. We actually ran it. That play twice, hit two touchdowns. One to Ben, one to Calvin. So I thought Arthur called a really good game. I thought I was far from perfect today. So I got to clean some things up this week.
PFF agrees, Aaron. I thought you were one of the worst quarterbacks this week. Stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy, well, the week one matchup between the Steelers and Jets already happened. So juicy week two matchups starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month, $2.50 that is. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Aaron Rodgers, 22 of 30 for 244 and four touchdowns. Here are what some other future Hall of Fame quarterbacks or current Hall of Fame quarterbacks did in their debuts with new teams. Brett Favre in Minnesota in 2009 beat the Browns 34-20. He was 14 of 21 for 110 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions. Played a clean game, no big stats.
Mm-hmm.
He did have Adrian Peterson running in that offense, who had 25 carries for a buck 80 and three touchdowns against the Browns that day.
That's all?
That's it. In Favre's debut in a Minnesota uniform, that would end with them losing in the NFC Championship game.
Because he threw a Brett Favre ball in the NFC Championship game when they were in field goal
range. Peyton Manning made his debut for the Broncos against the Steelers in 2012, Sunday Night Football. Manning in that game against Mike Tomlin's defense was 19 of 26 for 253 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions, and the Broncos beat the Steelers that night 31-19. So closer to Rodgers, but still half the touchdown passes. 31 points is a lot. And then lastly, Tom Brady, his debut with the Bucs against the Saints, 2020, the year they won the Super Bowl in the end. That game was in New Orleans. Brady was 23 of 36, 239 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions, and the Saints beat the Bucs 34-23.
Didn't the Saints randomly have their number that year?
But then lost to them in the playoffs.
Yeah, in the regular season.
Yeah.
Pony, what do you make of this from MT on YouTube? Aaron Rodgers will be remembered as a greater Steeler than Pickett already. Is he already a greater Pittsburgh
Pickett,
Steeler?
Kenny Pickett had six touchdowns in one season, and Aaron Rodgers had four yesterday.
That is a freakish thing. I brought that up just for a laugh, but that is a psychotic stat.
Aaron Rodgers has been the most bet-on player to win the NFL MVP today following his breakout performance.
He's still
yesterday.
50-1. I think he would save. I would safely say he would have to do that game he played yesterday more or less over and over again 17 times, and then he would, yes, with 68 touchdowns, he would safely win the MVP award, but you got to go about 2-3 touchdowns every single game and very few picks if you're Rodgers to have a prayer.
412-928-9370 is the telephone number. We will get into some of the defensive things that happened in this game. I was thinking that based on the way the show started, that we were in for a bitch fest today. It was a very odd beginning to the show. You can go back on the Odyssey app and find the 2 o'clock hour, and we were inundated with people that wanted to harangue the Steelers for what happened yesterday. The temperature has cooled a little bit in the last couple hours since we've been on the air. I don't know if that was the case on the morning show and midday show. I didn't have somebody give me a diary of the calls they had.
No, they were much more positive from what I could tell.
But it is interesting that sometimes hosts get labeled as negative, and so far it's been the people that listen to the show that have contributed that have said the worst things.
Would you say that I did not light the fire and the negative fire today? I've been pretty positive by and large.
I believe the first words out of your mouth were Broderick Jones sucks or something close to that. No. Yeah.
No, I'm just, I would say if you're like a 9 out of 10 on the positivity scale, I'm like a solid 7.8.
I didn't say I'm not necessarily 9 out of 10. I'm just not going to be a hypocrite that when the Steelers win games 18-16 and they bog down offensively and I say this is just not a way to win in the NFL, you need great quarterback play. I'm not when they get great quarterback play, especially in a situation where a lot of things offensively were working against them too. I'm just not going to come on the air and say, well, F this team, they're screwed.
It's the kind of close win I'd much rather see than the opposite.
Now, I do think that the Broderick Jones situation is a huge issue. I mean, he, in my opinion, gave up all the goodwill that he accrued during the preseason and training camp with just one game. They didn't have their backup left.
Might have taken one play.
They didn't have their backup left tackle, Andres Pete, dressed for this game. He was a healthy scratch. My guess is that would change this Sunday against Seattle. I'll be interested to hear what Tomlin says tomorrow about Broderick Jones after a day of like going over the tape and the film and everything else, blah, 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 blah.
I was surprised he didn't get asked straight away about him. I figure it was maybe because they were coming off of a win and he might not have said much right after the game. And people wanted to let him see the tape first, but there were questions hinting at like, hey, your left tackle sucked.
Yeah, here he is on the offensive line.
We got to be able to turn our back to the defense on play pass on first and second down. I thought that's where we were most leaky. But it's risk associated with that. I understand that. But that's just a component of play that we desire to be functional at, and we weren't good enough today.
I just don't have it in my like scenarios for the Steelers being a successful team this year. For 17 games, Aaron Rodgers is able to overcome a liability at left tackle.
Of course not. I don't even think it would be for 7 games. And liability is actually being kind, man. Everyone knows what I said when they drafted him, that I thought he would be the best left tackle in franchise history. It's one game, but it was a horrible game.
If he is
game.
A few more like that, Chris, I think you do have to try. Pete. Yep.
No, I was like putting this out there in the YouTube comments earlier in the show, like, and just kind of a poll question. How many games would you give Jones to figure it out? And most of the people said 2 or 3. You've got a bye week after your 4th game. If he's still that bad through the 4th game, that's it, man. You got to make the move at least for a 1-game benching to see what Andres Pete can do. Pony, it's not just like I could live with it if Quinnen Williams, who would you say is one of the best defensive linemen in the league, bulldozes the guy.
Yeah, he's an all-pro player.
Jones is he's a strength player. Jones is more of an athlete at left tackle in a perfect world. I could live with that if that's what it was. Will McDonald was standing him up and pushing him backwards. Will McDonald was spinning around him. He had a couple okay reps, but like, you're a left tackle. You get judged harshly if you have 2 bad reps that lead to sacks or even...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One.
Biggest football segment of the day, fresh off the heels of the Steelers taking down the Jets 34-32, is on the way. The Fan will showcase a different community each Saturday through the youth football showcase that we do. Special visit for members of our Fan staff. Do you want the Fan to visit your game? Email youthsports@937thefan.com with your group name, your group's name, main contact info, potential dates, details at 937thefan.com. Now brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, and Pelman Electric. Now let's get to Donnie's debrief brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Don?
The debrief, September 8, 2025. So this is something we can get back to jumping all over Pro Football Focus, something that came across my timeline. Aaron Rodgers and Broderick Jones got the same grade from PFF.
I can't.
The Steelers' best offensive player by far and the Steelers' worst offensive player by far got the same number.
You said something factually inaccurate there, though, at least according to PFF. Broderick Jones, not only was he not the Steelers' worst offensive player, he wasn't even their worst offensive lineman.
Watch the game. He was their worst offensive player.
They had Sayamalu rated lower. Only guy who got out of the 50s for them was McCormick. Fautanu got a bad grade. Frazier got a bad grade. Sayamalu got a bad grade.
I don't think anybody should get a good grade on their offensive line. They couldn't run the ball and protect their quarterback. Those are your two jobs. So I agree with everybody on the offensive line getting a bad grade.
The highest graded lineman was Membu from the Jets, Armand.
Yeah, they also claimed he didn't give up like a single like pressure or anything.
To Watt?
Yeah, one of those deals again.
Oh, those QB pressures, man, those win rates are going to just get people all bent out of shape.
Hey, that's now five games in a row Watt doesn't have a sack. Four to end last year, including the playoffs, and now this game. That's got to be the longest of his career when he's been healthy, don't you think? Five games?
Yeah, that easily is.
I do think, though, he made some, like,
he still made some impactful plays. So
yeah,
it's
it wasn't like
a game
playoff game last year.
No, I felt it. I mean, there were TFLs there. There were plays that actually, like, showed up on tape. There was him blowing up plays where somebody else actually made the tackle for loss.
Yeah, the defense as a whole was pretty horrific, but I'm not going to throw that on him. Plus, if you saw any of the charts of the Jets running the football, they ran away from him anytime they ran for big numbers.
How about JJ in the booth? Was somebody had obviously, or maybe he had done the research. I mean, he seems like a sharp guy, but the production team was like trying to feed him a cutesy little line for his brother so he could talk him up, and he goes, "You know, I was looking at this, and last year when teams ran at T.J. Watt, they averaged 3.2 yards per carry, and that was the worst in the NFL. And when they ran away from him, it was actually like the sixth best." Iron Eagle no-sold it like he was the Undertaker and just moved right along. I don't know why, because Iron Eagle likes to like play those little games usually. Would you agree? Like,
yes.
He likes to have fun. He was doing the whole, like, hey, watch your head there, because he's like a foot and a half shorter.
Iron makes everybody look good. I thought J.J. Watt was fine.
He was fine, but, like, Iron had this chance to say something clever about, like, oh, you made sure you got that one in there, and he just moved along.
I saw some of J.J. Watt is already the best color analyst in the NFL. Shut the hell up.
Who sent that?
Give me a break.
I think Trey Essex said it. I love Trey. Trey, pipe down on this, okay? You break down offensive line. We'll break down analysis. That was not the best, but Greg Olson called the next game, the 49ers-Seahawks game. Olson, and I hate to say this because he does get on my nerves. Olson and Collinsworth, within seconds of the play, are able to give you something that happened on the play that led to it being a big play, positively or negatively. Instantly.
Yep.
J.J. Watt's not there yet.
Well, Collinsworth,
and he shouldn't be. It was his first game. Like, it's not me. It's not a critique of Watt. It's just, it's going to,
They clearly believe in him because they put him with Ian, who, as you said, can make almost anyone look better.
He's such a big name, he has to be on one of those A or B teams. He can't be doing games with Spiro, like offense to Aditi.
But it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Putting him that high up because he's such a big name will help him be better at it, too. Collinsworth, I think, has the superpower. Olsen has it, too. Collinsworth's been doing it longer. He just watches the line play. And if you watch the line play and you don't follow the ball necessarily as close, you always have some sort of interesting tidbit that's happening up front.
Yeah.
That allows for a play to work, because pretty much every play that does work has something like that.
I would say JJ's debut went much better than Brady's.
Did Brady have a good line yesterday, by the way, that people were praising him for? He was on Commanders Giants, I think.
He had Commanders Giants.
Some people said, I saw like one of the, SI or Awful Announcing said he had like one of the best lines of the weekend in that game. And I have no idea what it was because I forgot to follow up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nothing memorable that crossed your
No, I watched that game on condensed.
Oh, Pony.
Replay.
Yeah,
at
by the way,
for our
listeners, Pony's up till 2 a.m. watching NFL Plus condensed game replay. So they condense a 3-hour game into about 36 to 45 minutes, give or take. They are very useful in our profession. They're also very hard to like internalize and process, right, Don? Everything you're watching right away. Sometimes you go back 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. I want to watch that again. Pony just flippantly. Oh, yeah. Once I watch those games, I pretty much got it all from them. I'm good. That is sick.
That's that special memory.
It really is, man. That's that Royal Rumble 92 mm-hmm. memory. You got Warlord coming out 28th or whatever the hell it was.
So yeah. What? So Amanda goes to bed and you just say like, oh,
well,
I'll be up
mad
in a little bit, honey. I have to watch
the
Saints Cardinals.
I brought the laptop up there and wanted to do it in bed. And she's like, this isn't happening. So go back downstairs.
I'm on her side there.
So I had to go do it downstairs until I was ready to be done.
I have to watch Broncos and Titans. That's a real offensive slog.
Is it more likely that if you had come up to the bedroom and said, hey, you want to, get a little frisky, you'd have had a better chance of her saying this is happening than bringing that tablet into bed?
She offered it to Pony, and he said, wait a minute, I have to watch Dolphins Colts.
This is wait a second, we got to see what McDaniels got happening
this
here.
Is no shot at Amanda whatsoever, but I happen to subscribe to what Jersey Jerry said the other day. I think this time of year, sex is overrated. I think I'd rather watch football than do that. I mean, I just would.
I just thought of a very funny but very mean line that I'm not going to say. Maybe I'll save that one.
Oh, say it as much as you want. I don't care. I'm Teflon here. It'll bounce right off
me. Is Jersey Jerry like in a committed relationship, or is he just out there trying to
hook
up?
No, I think he's married with kids.
Yeah, I think he is married, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then, I don't think like your single guy in his late teens, early 20s, college age, or just out of college. I don't think they're taking the Jersey Jerry approach. He's married with kids. I think that's like his, okay, I'm married, I've proven that I've had sex with my wife. Look at these kids.
Jack, would you rather have made out with a girl last night or watched the fourth quarter of Bills Ravens?
I don't know. After watching that game, it's hard to say.
Hey, my man. Let's go, Jack.
Jack.
Hold on, honey. I have to watch Russell Wilson against the Commanders.
He's come over to the dark side.
I have no idea what Jack's relationship status is. Don't care. Let's say just a girl.
He's single and he's ready to mingle.
Who is way out of your league, and you both know it. You know it, and she, for some reason, doesn't. Wants to make out with you. You're really turning that down.
Chris,
you're
that
like,
was
honey,
a classic game.
Honey, Lamar and Allen are cooking. It was a game that looked over with 7.5 minutes left. It was a classic last half of the fourth quarter.
It looked over with 4 minutes left.
I guess it's different if I knew what was going to happen. If I did think the game was over, so yeah, that is a fair point. So, but probably not.
I was making out with a girl at Penn State during Game 7 of the 0-3 ALCS when Boone hit the walk-off home run.
What a humble brag by Molly.
I was not watching the game.
Not even humble at all, just a huge flex.
I wasn't watching the game. Come on, what are you doing, Jack?
So, let's hone in on this with Donnie for a second, though. Because Donnie gave Justin Fields his number 2 game ball over Chris Boswell, controversially, when he did balls last hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it does beg a question that the first caller of the show brought up. Did yesterday show that the Steelers unequivocally made the right decision at quarterback this offseason? What do you think?
I don't think, just based on yesterday, that we can look years down the road and think like, yeah, they made the right call. I mean, for this season, Rodgers was better than Fields yesterday. But my big push for Fields all along was his age. The guy's like 26 years old. And they threw him aside. They have him in a setting where we think they're going to just smother this guy and embarrass him. And he looked good. He looked very good against the billion-dollar defense.
Well, let me say this off of that comment. If the Jets had kept Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers had re-signed Fields, and the game went the same exact way, Rodgers throws four touchdowns against the Steelers defense, Jets win 34-32 over the Steelers, and Fields has that exact stat line for the Steelers. I think I'm saying today, Mike Tomlin should be embarrassed by the way his defense played, but we might have something in Justin
110%.
Fields.
110%. Okay. I know Pony's going to hate this response, but I'm trying to be Mr. Nuance here. I don't think that game can happen yesterday with the Steelers having Fields still the way it did, because I think part of the reason they quote-unquote made the right decision here is because Mike would never let Fields play the game that he was allowed to play by Aaron Glenn, and the game that Rodgers was allowed to play where the ball's in the air, the ball's over the middle. They put restrictor plates on the guy. When you made the decision to bring in the four-time MVP and then made the decision to let him be himself because you trust him so much, that all has to factor in.
That really is the key point, because that was one of the first things that you and I talked about this morning, Pony, when we both got in here, was that we would have never seen that version of Justin Fields with the Steelers, because he was doing a lot of things. He made a lot of throws that we never, never see him attempt with the Steelers. Like some of the throws where he was just whizzing it in the middle of the field. I mean,
we could count them last year on one hand in six games because there were so few. The Austin touchdown.
Well, then Tomlin, if for some reason Justin Fields is able to put it together there, and he does look like a really good
quarterback. It's a bad look for Tomlin.
100%. Because even if the Rodgers thing works out to some degree, it's a one-year deal, if not 2 years tops.
If it's 2 years, you know it worked out spectacularly.
Like, it's only one game. I can't harp on that enough, but the Jets got to feel good about the decision they made to bring him in and the money they paid him.
The counterpoint would be, though, it's not like he was one thing with the Steelers and that's the entire dossier here. He has an extensive history with the Bears, admittedly not the greatest franchise for figuring out quarterbacks, where even when he got MVP votes, it was still just like kind of a mess most of the time.
I agree.
So, like, I just don't...
That was one of the best passing days, though, he's ever had. And what separated it from the Colts game last year with the Steelers is that the Steelers weren't in prevent defense the entire game like the Colts were against Fields.
Because they were... The game
last
was...
Last September.
Yeah, the game was a back-and-forth game. The great irony of Fields' performance yesterday is that even going down to that very last drive, the thing that might have cost him and cost them was his unwillingness to use his legs. Like, if he, on that fourth down play where Ramsey just nukes
Garrett
Wilson.
Yes, if he runs, he gets the first down.
There's some Steelers defenders there, but they are no match for Fields in that setting. And he wanted to let go of the ball and throw it. And it wasn't a bad throw. He just threw kind of a hospital ball to the sideline.
All right, that was the debrief. Thanks, boys. Coming up.
We have got listeners, Pony, who are dispensing big takes on girl or sporting event. Hoagie says you don't pass up if she's way out of your league. In football, there are highlights. In life, you get one shot. Girl all the way.
The highlights aren't the same as watching a game like that, though, live.
It's another listener. I don't even want to say his name because this is kind of an admission. I'm in such a drought, I'd sign in blood to not watch football for weeks if I could get some.
Nice to see Austin has made his way into the YouTube channel. Oh, we love Austin. He knows him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.